Vision for Life. Morning to you all. Welcome, welcome, welcome to New Vision for Life Church, where the love never ends. And we are continually growing in Proverbs 29 and 18, which tells us where there is no vision, the people perish, but happy is he that keepeth the law. It's our command to call upon his name. That is a law, that is a command to call upon the name of God. That we
Yes.
know his name, that we recognize. I thank God for the prayers that came forth this morning. I
Jesus,
thank God
yes.
for the praise that came forth this morning. I thank God for the word spoken this morning because, a lot of times we complicate our need and we don't realize how simple it is to call out that one word, to call out
Jesus.
Jesus that changes everything, that changes, that shifts the atmosphere. When you don't have the strength to pray, Rodney, when Minister Danielle said, call out Jesus, you don't know how much calling out the name of Jesus just changed what you're facing. For each and every person, when I just think of and Lady Donna is here online. I think of when Apostle and I went to Mr. Matabucci's funeral. And she was up in the front, and I'm just looking at this woman of God, and I'm like, how can she have this much praise? And I remember her screaming the name Jesus as
Yes.
she's talking about and eulogizing her own husband. And I just think of the strength that comes when we call the name Jesus. To hear Ian, after he went through all he went through, to call the name Jesus, to hear people who are on their deathbed, who know nothing else other than to say, they don't have the eloquent words to speak and to pray and to quote the scripture, but knowing that simply saying the name of Jesus is the very prayer. So I want you all to think that, when you pray, and Minister Kyle, I think of this so much when you say it's not about the words and it's not about the length of the prayer, it's about the heart. And when you simply say the name of Jesus, do you not realize you are saying a prayer? Because you're proclaiming, just as and I'm gonna call a minister today, because Minister Demetra, you ministered this morning.
Yes,
Your
she did.
prayer, your words before you prayed were ministry. You were preaching a sermon that spoke about the name of Jesus, what it meant. That testimony about your son and how you sang over him, saying the name Jesus for each and every one of us, whatever we're facing in our marriages, in our finances, in our health, in whatever, in our careers, with our children, whatever we're facing, whatever desire, proclaiming the name Jesus is all you need to do. And when you proclaim the name Jesus, it's more than just saying the name, but it's believing the very power that's in that name to change everything for you. The word says that we not only speak his name, but we believe in the name. We believe in God. So we must trust, believe, and know that he is moving on our behalf. And by speaking his name over our situations, we do have that promise of victory because he does nothing but win. There is no loss in the name of Jesus. There
My
is
God.
no negative in the name of Jesus. It's
My God.
only abundant blessings, harvest, and reaping of the prophetic promise that comes when you speak the name Jesus.
Jesus.
God, thank you, thank you, thank you for the power, the strength, even in our weakness, in our weakest point, to simply say, Jesus,
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus,
Yes.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. On our bended knee, we all stand before you, Lord.
Ooh, hallelujah.
We are humbled before you, Lord God, to
Yes.
speak out the name Jesus.
Thank you.
Savior,
Yes.
Master, Deliverer, Miracle Worker, Jesus. We
Thank you, Lord.
proclaim your name and say thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Kyle,
Jesus.
thank you
Thank
for the
you,
song
Jesus.
selection this morning, because it just if I it was just to hear so many ways of the word of the name Jesus being praised. Power, deliverer, miracle worker, just, oh God, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And what I'm feeling right now brings us into our topic for Freedom Sunday. Jesus, the name Jesus, allows me to just stand in a place of joy,
Yes, Lord.
abundant joy. You know, people say, how can you say this is the Lord? This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice in it. How can you reignite joy when there's so much suffering? But when you proclaim the name Jesus, all
Jesus.
that suffering is gone away.
Yes.
All of that weeping that you hear about is gone away because joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. And with that said, I want to bring forth our beloved, our excited. She needs no introduction because we all know her. We all have relationship with her. We all know her strength. We all know her prayers. We all know the power and anointing upon this precious and awesome instrument and tool of God. This excited, joyous, bright
Ooh,
woman
Jesus.
of God. We give thanks. We praise God for her being our shepherd, for her being our guide, for her being the visionary over New Vision for Life Church. I welcome and introduce to you all on Freedom Sunday, our beloved Apostle Etta Banks.
Amen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise be unto God, praise be unto God. I truly thank God for the opportunity, praise God, to be with you this morning. I am doubly excited, and part of the reason why I'm doubly excited, I don't get the opportunity to hear Demetra pray often. I don't get that opportunity. And to hear this woman of God come forth in the power and in the might of God, and to hear how connected it was to the song. And I heard Malkia when she said that when Tina called them and gave them their assignments, Malkia was supposed to pray it and Mimi was supposed to do the scripture. However, God had a different plan and it got switched around. It got switched around, and both of them came with power and with might with the scripture. You know, in the beginning was the word. In the beginning, and what is the word? The word is Jesus. That's who he is. You know, in the beginning, he was, he is, and he was, and he is, and shall always be. And then to come forth about the name of Jesus. And again, I thank God. I thank God how things are always connected when you are operating in the spirit. When you are operating in the spirit. So I praise God for that. Now, let me ask you before I go any further, let me ask you, how many of you saw your email before this morning? Yesterday, okay, I see. You saw the email. All right, and one of you tell me, what is the topic for today for Freedom Sunday?
What's the
What
difference?
is joy?
Happiness and joy.
Yes, that part.
Okay, the,
Yep,
all righty.
that's what it was.
That's okay. So enough
Mm-hmm.
of you saw the email. Enough of you know what it's about. So that means enough of you are going to
Can't
converse with me this
participate.
morning. A absolutely. All
Amen.
right. So what we're dealing with is the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. And it's all of this started with the joy of the Lord is my strength. Okay. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And I had asked y'all, as you are doing this, also to have scripture to back up what it is that you will be saying today, what it is that you'll be saying today. But let me take you to Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10. And the word says, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have not prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Beloved, I'm telling you, I want us to look at what this means. You know, we have a lot of cliches that we say. We have a lot of in our Christendom, in this walk, we have a lot of verbiage that we use and we don't know why we use it. There are a lot of scriptures that we have heard over and over and over again to the point we began to memorize what we heard without looking in the Word of God to find out what it is talking about, but we're able to say what it is we've heard. We say a lot of things out of context. We say a lot of things thinking that we got it right and it may not be right. But the joy of the Lord, this was a topic that I was having with someone last week, and they questioned me about the joy of the Lord. They questioned me. They are going through a terrible, terrible time, a terrible time. And so as I'm speaking with them and talking about them being strengthened, in God's presence and so forth and so on, I guess I may have said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So operate in the joy of God, even in the midst of the circumstances. And they were like, well, how do I get joy? How do I know if I have joy? How can you tell me to be joyful when everything is falling apart in my life? There's not one thing in my life that is good. So how can you talk about the joy of the Lord? And thanks to God, I know many of us have been in that exact same place. Praise be unto God, where we felt like there was no joy. And we have the tendency to confuse sometimes joy and happiness. We have the tendency to confuse those times. So my first question to you this morning is, can someone tell me how do you define joy? How do you define joy? And someone else, or even the same person, can tell me, how do you define happiness? And is there a difference between joy and happiness? Those are like three questions out there. Define joy, define happiness. Is there a difference between joy and happiness? Come on, New Vision, let's go. Tell me. Go ahead, Marisha. You also put your hand first. Go ahead.
Good
You got the
morning. I
there
got
you
good
are. Good
morning. Oh, good
morning. Good morning.
afternoon. So first, how I define joy. Joy is I feel like it's something that God gives us that we get, we don't earn it. It's just something that it comes with knowing who He is. Happiness is fleeting. Happiness to me is you can be happy one moment and be sad the next moment, all in the same day, same hour, same so I think with happiness, we have a choice. We choose. We can choose to be happy or not. With joy that surpasses all our understanding. And I don't think you really grasp what joy is until you've experienced it. When hell has broken loose on all sides, and you find yourself in the midst of a storm, and you can still find reason to smile, still find reasons to praise Him, worship Him, honor Him, still show up for others when your life is falling apart. That is that peace and that joy that surpasses your under to me, my understanding. Going through some of the things I've gone through in my life, and recognizing one, it didn't break me. I may have bent, I may have fallen, but he always gets me back up. And it's just something that lives within me. I'd rather leave a smile as an impression than add to your sorrow. I'd rather bring some happiness to you, and just me showing up and being there for others, it has helped me to not look at myself. It's not about me. It's about spreading God's love. And I think that goes hand in hand with joy and with happiness. But happiness is definitely something that I think you can choose. It doesn't, yeah, I think you can choose that. Even when you feel sad, you can choose to say, you know what, not today. I'm not going to allow this to make me feel sad. I'm still going to show up. And, so that's just, and then what was the other question, beloved? Did I answer all three?
I think you did well. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so
Thank you.
hold on.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I
Now
do
you,
have my
whoops.
scripture. I just
Okay.
want to say that. but I
Oh,
come from
no,
you.
go ahead. Give us
Oh, you got,
excuse.
oh, okay.
Go ahead. Give us a scripture, beloved.
So it was Acts 20 and 24, New King James Version. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dead to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
Whoa, amen, amen. I got goosebumps. I got
Oh,
goosebumps when you were
really?
reading it. When you said none of
Amen.
these things shall move me, I got goosebumps.
God
Amen.
be the glory. Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Malkia, go ahead, beloved. Go ahead, darling.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon, I should say. I do agree with Lady Marisha. I would say happiness is conditional, right? It is based upon something, and that then removes your reaction. Whereas joy is
Yes.
innate, it's within you, it's of God, it's bound in you, and you can pull on that at any point. Happiness tends to be based on how someone treats you. And you respond to that. Whereas God is always there for us. He's keeping and he's covering us, and always there for us no matter what the circumstance. And so we can pull on that thing. It's in reserve. It's that thing that pulled at any point to brighten your day and brighten the days of others. A scripture I have is Galatians 22 through 23, and we all know this. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. And God reigns.
Amen. Go
So,
ahead. Amen. 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 Do me a favor before you shut the Bible or whatever. Read to me again the fruit of the Spirit. Read it again. That
yes, ma'am.
your thing. Thank
Galatians
you.
22 through 23. These are things we need to pull on because they're already in us. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
Amen. 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 So with you having the Holy Spirit dwelling within you, living within you, the fruit of that, the fruit being evidence, the signs, the things that are manifested because he is in you, the second one on the list is joy. Amen. The second one on that list is joy. So there is joy inside of you. So now, if you have the Holy Spirit living in you, and if with that comes joy, can anyone take the joy of the Lord away from you?
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. It can't be taken away from you. They can't take Holy Spirit away from you. Amen. So your joy can't be taken away. Understand dealing with what both of these young ladies said, that happiness depends on real it's circumstances. Point blank, it depends on your circumstances. Happiness is an external thing. And let me show you something that's very, very simple. It's so simple, you may think I'm ridiculous for saying it. But however, oh, y'all gonna say, here she goes again. Anyway, macaroni and cheese makes me happy. Okay. Y'all know, I always got something to say about food. Macaroni and cheese makes me happy. And when it's gone, guess what I am? I'm unhappy. But that didn't have anything to do with the joy that I have within me. Amen. The joy of the Lord. And looking at what I believe it was Esau, Ezra, I'm sorry, Ezra, that said, to in Nehemiah to for them to eat and to drink and so forth and so on. And don't worry, because the joy of the Lord is their strength. That's where they're going to get, the strength to go forth and do what it is that God has told them to do. It's the joy that dwells within us. Happiness is external. Joy is internal. Joy is spiritual. Happiness is natural. Happiness is a natural. Joy is a spiritual thing. Now, Somebody else, go ahead before I keep running off at the mouth. Somebody else got something they want to share.
Yes, I do.
Go
So,
ahead, woman of God.
good morning. I mean, good afternoon, everyone. So I believe that some of us have been conditioned to believe that if we don't have certain things that we don't have joy.
Whoa.
And so when I say that, I mean like if we don't have money or we don't have the latest fashionable things, if we don't have a luxury vehicle and a nice house, if we never bought a house, if we're not homeowners, if we're not married, things like that, we have been conditioned that those things are what brings us happiness. And I think for some people, they can't experience the joy because they can't they can't separate the two. And so whenever you'll notice that when somebody has a lot of money in the bank, we view them as being happy, but we really don't know what's behind that happiness when they go home and shut the door. And so I feel like when we connect, that means when we connect our heart to the heart of God, that even if we don't have those things, we won't put those things, our happiness in those things. But the joy that comes from the Lord stays, it remains, it never changes. He doesn't take it away from us. It's permanent. But until you connect your heart to His, you won't experience the joy that He really wants you to experience. And so we have to remember that you are who God has called you to be in spite of what you don't have. In spite of what the world has conditioned us to believe about ourselves, you are you joy is something that the world can never take away from you. So you remember that joy is something that the world can never take away from you. The world may try because again, it has you looking at it has you looking at things by sight and not by faith. Where with joy, that's by faith, by faith. The God's strength, God's joy brings you strength. God's joy heals your heart. God's
Jesus.
joy delivers you. We feel God's joy in His presence. We feel His joy after our suffering and grief. And so when we remember that and take our minds off of those other things that come to steal that joy away from us, there's is so much that tries to come up every day that wants to steal that joy that God
Jesus.
has given us. But don't allow those things to steal the joy that God has given. And just a quick commentary from Nehemiah 8 and 10, and it says, as the people rejoiced in God and delighted in His presence, He would show Himself strong to help them and defend them. Joy was a keynote because God has saved Israel in both the remote and the recent past, and this story of salvation would have been told again in the in the reading of the book of the law. That joy that joy is like a defense for us. And so whenever you face the trials and the tribulations, remember the joy of the Lord is your strength. And physically you might not feel that strength. Physically you might not feel that physical strength, but the strength that comes from God is a strength that keeps you grounded, keeps you still, and keeps you in His presence. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Y'all go ahead. Y'all go ahead,
Amen.
ministers. God, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Amen. So the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, it when I said it was a spiritual thing, it is definitely a heart thing. The joy of the Lord is gladness of heart that comes from knowing God. It comes from knowing who He is. It comes from abiding in Christ. It comes from being filled with the Holy Spirit. When all of this is going on, you know God. You know God. I loved it when, oh my Lord, listen, listen, listen. I loved it when Demetra was saying, when you call His name, when you call His name, whatever it is you need, He knew what you needed. Okay. Whatever it is you needed, that's the one that pops up in your situation. And I had this wild vision. This wild vision. Imagine the billions of people in the world. And imagine at the same time, all of us said Jesus, having a different need, whatever that need was, and whatever it was, he popped up in every last one of our lives. He popped up right then and there, fulfilling a need in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And remember, saints of God, that we cannot go through this life thinking that we won't have trouble, that we won't have trials, that we won't have tribulation. He said that we will have them. It's coming. It's going to be there. It is going to be there. So don't think that because you have it, God doesn't love you. Don't think that because you have it, that you can't have the joy of the Lord. I'm telling you, I told you people used to think I was crazy when I would say to them, when things go wrong in my life, when things go wrong in my life, I kind of get this smile on my face. I said, uh-oh, daddy wants to pop up and show himself strong. He wants to show me who he is. He wants to show somebody else who he is. And you know I'm gonna tell. You know I'm gonna testify it. So go ahead. And that's where it comes in, that all things have got to work together for my good. So if it's bad news, bad this, that, and the other, somehow or another, God's gonna make this thing work out. He will be glorified, and while he's being glorified, we're being blessed. While he's being glorified, we are being blessed. And while he's being glorified, we're being blessed. Satan is being horrified because he blew it again. He blew it again by messing with us. Amen. He blew it again. So, in the joy of the Lord, this deals with your relationship with God. This deals with a heart thing that you've got going on with the Lord. And it's going to come out in decisions that you make. It's going to come out in your behavior. It's going to come out how we communicate with God. And he is being the foundation of our life. Him being the foundation of our life. Listen, 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 saints, listen. You know how you can't get nutrients and vitamins and minerals and all that from food. You cannot get it if you don't eat the food. Hear me what I say. You cannot get the value of food if you don't eat the food. You cannot get the value of Jesus if you don't eat him. Now, hear me. Doesn't the word say, taste and see that the Lord is good? Taste and see. Taste of him. That means experience him, encounter him, taste of him. And when he set that banquet, when the Holy Spirit just dropped this, when he set that banqueting table in the presence of our enemies, you know, when we picture the banqueting table, you picture the table with all this food on it, and then God set that up. I just saw that what was set was that table with every attribute on it that Jesus is. He set that up in the presence of our enemy. He said that we could eat of the joy. We can eat of his healing. We can eat of his deliverance. We can eat of his provision. We can eat of his miracle working power. We can eat of this. So we can taste and see. We can taste and see. Many of us who have walked this walk has said, I've tasted of the Lord, and you can't make me go back. Nothing you can do to me is going to make me turn away because I have tasted of him. I have tasted of him, saints of God, and you get that taste as you open up your word of God. And a lot of you don't like to read. Okay, so don't read it, but you can get online and you can play the audio of the Bible and you can listen to the word of God and let it fulfill you. Those that are dealing with addictions, those that are dealing, you know, with things dealing, whether it's alcohol, drugs, pornography, excuse me. Pornography, whether it's playing video games, whether it's addicted to TV shows. I remember when I was addicted to soap operas years ago. Addicted, I'm telling you, I couldn't go anywhere, couldn't do anything. Planned all my doctor's appointments around my soap operas. Addiction, whatever that addiction is, when we call on the name of Jesus And when we taste and see that he is good, when you call him, you need him as a deliverer. Those of us who are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit, yet a generational curse that has come down the line that we had not yet identified, that we had not yet say, the buck stops here. It stops with you because you know. So listen, so you may be dealing with that. A lot of us saved. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just the way Lazarus was saved when Jesus called him up out of the ground, out of the cave, out of his tomb, he called him up out of there. But when he called him out of it, he was still bound. Many of us have been called out of our grave. We've been called out of our old life. We've been called out of it, but we are still bound. We are still responding to the fleshly things instead of responding to the spiritual things. However, saints of God, you had been saved. We had been saved. We had been saved. And the enemy will tell you you're not saved because of the fact that you still have some things lingering on. Saints of God, grab a hold to what it is that Jesus has for you, because he is every single thing that you need. He is every single thing that you need. Praise be unto God. Philippians 4 and 13. Hear me when I say this. Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it anything in the one who makes me who I am. Verse 13 also, I can do all things in him that strengthens me. Again, I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me. And where does the strength comes from? It comes from the joy of the Lord. Knowing who he is, knowing that he is the one that empowers us. He is the one. If someone else, oh, just let me give you one more scripture here. And then somebody else, if you want to speak, but I'm not going to read the whole thing, but Psalms 100 verses 1 through 5, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth, worship the Lord with gladness, come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. Know that he is God. Okay, do we have anyone else that have anything else to say? All right, who is it? I heard somebody.
It was me.
Oh, go ahead, son.
So I'm going to share a scripture that we spoke of previously, but it's Psalms 30 and 5, and it reads, "For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning." When I think of how joy is used in that, I recognize joy as a provision that God provides after we've recognized his strength to bring us through our weeping and through our and help us to endure the issues that we're facing. You know, it says weeping may weeping may tarry for the night, or we may endure, weeping may endure for the night. So while we're going through, things feel like imminent death. But when we recognize and we proclaim the name of joy, name of Jesus, that joy comes. That joy, that provision that is different than, as you said, a happiness is not conditional. It's continued. It's for a lifetime. It's the favor that God gives for a lifetime is to have his joy, to have the provision that we can stand no matter what we're facing, no matter what we're going through, and be in a place of joy. Like, I just love what everybody said about, you know, happiness being conditional. You know, so many talk about, I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy. And they're based on what they have. And I just think of, you know, so many people that say they're happy because they have this and they have that. But what happens when you don't have this or have that? Are you no longer happy? But the joy of the Lord is for a lifetime, regardless of what you're facing, because God gives you the fortitude to face the issues. So that joy comes when all you need to do is proclaim the name of Jesus.
My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Thanks to God, y'all are ministering here today. Y'all are ministering. Anyone else? Anybody else?
One last one. I think Pastor Brinkley has one first.
Okay, go ahead, Pastor Brinkley.
See if I can make this short. Early on, when I was in my early teens, I would always say that I'm just so unhappy. And I would say that to my uncle all the time, my favorite uncle. I would say, you know what? I'm so unhappy. And I never really understood that even though I was in church and mom would take me every Sunday and we were in Sunday school and church, I would constantly say, I'm just unhappy. I'm so unhappy. But I am thankful and grateful that my joy is anchored in the goodness of God. And because of that, I can find happiness. I can find peace. And without being connected with God and to God and in relationship with God, I oftentimes find myself in a place or in a situation that where I'm out of control. But when I with God, when I'm in relationship with God, when I'm praying and fasting and reading God's word, that's when I find my joy. So I am just thankful and grateful that the joy of the Lord keeps me going. And the scripture that I kind of that comes to mind for me, if I can find it right now, is John 14. It says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And when I reflect on that scripture, I know that I don't have to be afraid of anything. When I reflect on that scripture, I know that God is with me. When I reflect on that scripture, I know that I can find happiness even in the midst of the storms and the trials and the tribulations that I go through. And so when I'm anchored in the goodness of the Lord, when my joy is anchored in the goodness of the Lord, all those things that kind of keep me bound or bind up, I can just go, you know what? My peace is in God. So let me just give it to God and walk away from it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Malkia, go ahead, baby.
Yes, ma'am. I will be reading from James chapter 1, verses 2 through 5. It says, "Brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." And verse 5, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives all to all joy, I'm sorry, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." So this is really talking about how, even though we're going through things, the trials and tribulations that you just heard Pastor Brinkley talk about, count it all joy, because on the other side is your victory. On the other side is God, fighting your battles through the things that you are enduring in that time. So just continue to trust in him.
Amen, amen. As you were saying that, and I went, I had a flashback again to what was it, Hebrews 13:1, I think it was that I had to preach on, and when you said, you know, how Jesus went to the cross bearing all of the suffering that he bared, he did it knowing the good that was going to come out on the end, on the other side. And saints of God, we go through what we go through, and we need to go through it with the faith of the fact that coming through it and coming out on the other side is the reward. That is truly the reward. Don't give up while you're in the race. Don't stop running because you fell down, you tripped, and you fell. Get back up and run. I do want to make it clear for those that are on here that are listening, those that will come and listen to this again at another time, that we are not saying that in us, as it's been read here and spoken about, you know, the trials and the tribulations, we are not saying that you're not going to have it. We're not going to say if you're in something right now and you are crying out to the Lord, your heart is broken. You just don't know how you're going to make it. We don't want you to get any idea that we're saying that you are not holy enough, that you don't have enough of a relationship with God. We all will cry. We all will bow before him and say, God, I don't know how much more I can take. Even Jesus at one point in time said, Daddy, you know, can you make this cup go away? You know, do I have to go through this? Because it is a lot to bear. It is a lot to bear. Even Jesus said that. When Jesus' best friend, one of his best friends, Lazarus, when he died and he saw the weeping and the mourning of his sisters and the mourners who had came to mourn his death, the word says, and Jesus wept. Jesus didn't weep because Lazarus was dead, because he knew he was bringing him back to life. But he wept because of the fact, saints of God, that the people there didn't know enough about Jesus and his relationship with Lazarus and what he could possibly do, that they were grieving. They were so broken, and it tore him apart. He wept over it. He wept over that whole thing about what they were going through. But he knew he was going to cause Lazarus to come back. He knew it. And when Jesus looks at our situation and he sees us weeping, he sees us being torn apart, he sees it. He sees it. He sees it. And when he sees it, I can see it bringing him to tears when we have lost faith, when we start doubting what he could do. Like I can just see him saying, but baby, I told you I wouldn't leave you. Trust me. I told you I will not forsake you. Trust me. Trust me. I am your healer. I am your deliverer. I am your resurrection. I can restore life to that was dead. I can cause dry bones to come together again and put flesh on them and cause them to be able to dance. Even in the valley, I can do that. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Y'all have done so very well. Have done so very well with this. And I pray that anyone that had any doubt that you could have joy, even in the midst of your situation, you can have joy. Trust me, Lord. I mean, trust me, Lord. Trust in the Lord. Bless God. Trust in the Lord that you can still have joy. You can still have joy. You can still have peace. You can still have peace in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I just truly thank you. I thank you. Proverbs 16 and 7. It says, when the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's ways, he causes their enemy to make peace with them. Better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. The Lord establishes your steps in your heart, in your heart. And one other, if someone can find for me, and I believe it's in Psalms, it might even be in Psalms 51, I'm not sure, but if someone can find for me real quick the scripture about how the Lord desires the broken heart and a contrite spirit, I believe that that's what it is. If you can find that verse for me, please. And there's something I want to make very clear about that scripture. I'm waiting for a moment because I know my scholars are on here who will look it up real quick. But it's dealing with a broken heart and a contrite spirit is what God desires in us.
Is it Psalm 51 and 17? Hold on.
Okay. I believe it's in Psalms 51. Didn't know the verse, but
the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
Okay, a broken spirit and a contrite heart, but did it say a broken heart as well?
It said the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart.
Okay. In this sentence, a lot of times when people read about the broken heart or a broken spirit, They think that it is literally, it's broken. It's not fixed. There's something wrong with it. Let me fix this for us. Does anybody know what it means when you break a horse?
Train.
Train. That's what the word broken means there. Trained. Having a trained spirit. Not you're broken and you're so wounded that you can't go on. Is that your spirit has been trained in the Lord. So you are trained, and that's what he desires, for us to operate with that trained spirit. Okay, not that you're so broken up, but when you break a horse, you train it, and it begins to do as the master tells it to do. You have trained that horse. In other words, you have broken his spirit from being a wild horse. You know, you get a wild horse and you break him. And when he's break, he's trained, he's tamed, and so forth. And God wishes to tame us, wishes us to be trained, okay, in our spirits, for us to be trained. So remember that when you hear about, you know, because the word speaks about, you know, desiring this broken spirit and broken heart and contrite spirit. Well, why would God want my heart to be broken? He wants you to be trained. He wants you to be trained. Amen. Amen. All right, saints of God. Does anybody have any one last thing that they want to say? Okay, fine. All right, so let me thank each one of you that came forth and shared, you know, the word. You gave us scripture. You gave us your knowledge of what it is that the difference between happiness and joy. Now Demetra didn't say this to y'all, but she shared it with me, so I'm telling. She had to go this morning to pick up medication for her daughter. Her daughter came home sick yesterday, and she had to pick up medication this morning for her daughter. And her daughter was sleeping when she left home. And she had had a fever yesterday as well. But when Demetra took her fever, before giving her any medication at all, when she took her temperature, her temperature was 98.6. It had broken. It was back down to normal. And as she was talking, remember, when I call on the name Jesus, I needed a healer this morning. She needed a healer for her daughter this morning. Jesus stepped in the room. The baby did not have to take any medication. You know, she has it there. She needs to go on it if she so chooses to. But the baby has recovered. Amen. The child has recovered. Saints of God, even when we don't see it, he's working.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Even when we don't feel it, he's working. Amen. He is working. He is working. So to those of you that are going through, those of us that are going through, God is still working on our behalf. He is still working. You can find joy in the midst of the storm. You can find joy even in the midst of the storm. Beloved, be not dismayed. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. God is with you. He promised to be with you. In Jesus' name, in Yeshua's awesome, magnificent name, that is a promise that he will not break. He's a covenant-keeping God. He is a covenant-keeping God. Amen? Y'all, I can hear you say amen. So you
yes.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen. All right. Y'all gotta talk amen. Back amen. To me. Boy, I'll be so glad when we get in a building. and if I think in that building that y'all muted yourself in the building, I'm gonna be upset. Are you still there? Because my screen just went totally blank.
Yes, we're still here.
You're still there. Okay, praise God. I mean, my screen went totally blank. Okay, there it is. There it is. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Praise God. So, saints of God, we are going to end our session today. This is Freedom Sunday, where we get the opportunity to speak, to tell what we think we know, share what we do know. We lean on the word of God. And if anyone, you know, anything that we pick a topic for, that's what we are talking about for that day. And if there are topics that you want to speak on, or you want to hear us speak on, you may not want to speak, but you want to hear what thus saith the Lord. You want to hear what saith your brothers and sisters in the Lord. Send us word. Send us an email and let us know. Let us know. I want to thank Minister Donna Matabuchi for all of the scriptures that she put in our chat. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And she put this in the chat also, dealing with the broken heart. And this broken is not the broken, the other broken that I just told you about a train. This is actual a broken heart. In Psalms 147:3, it says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. So this is broken in heart. You're broken in spirit. You know, you're at a woe is me type of place. And so that's what the English version. Then you have it here again in the ICB. He heals the brokenhearted. He bandages their wounds. And the same thing in the King James. He healed the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. So this is the actual brokenness in spirit. This is the brokenness in spirit. And the other broken we're dealing with is being trained. It's being trained. And even if it was this same brokenness here, if he desires this brokenness so that he can bind up, which means to wrap it up, the wounds, so he can heal the wounds. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All righty. Excuse me. All right. So again, we do thank the Lord for the conversation today. We thank the Lord for the conversation. We pray that his will was done here today. Thank every one of you that shared in it, and may each of you be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I relinquish
communion.
Communion. Communion. And Elder Mark, were you doing communion today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, beloved. Okay, it is in your hands, Elder.
Amen. Rodney, come down.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful opportunity for the conversation, for the praise, for lifting up Jesus's name. And as we were doing so, it just, you know, this is a time to thank God for the sacrifice. The sacrifice, what that name, that power brings, and what Jesus has done for us all. So at this time, I would just ask that you all